So yeah, centrally, America, I think we're still in a fighting chance. Depends on the action taken and justice prevailing over the next until the election and then through the election. Hopefully enough people can see the truth. And then if Trump gets elected, again, that is still an if. He's gotta have plans, man. You can't just be like, you can't be doing promises and BS anymore. Like anybody can't, like, to be honest. Like, American people gotta wake up. We need statements from like actual leaders. And it would not be nice to get some conversions, to be honest. Like, I would say like Zuckerberg, like, just from the last his thing, to be honest, like, he seems like he was kind of backing out against Twitter because he didn't really want to get involved, which he would be a major player, I think. I don't know historically, honestly, how long what his political, like, his motives are. Again, I think he's more somebody that was blessed with like a gift. And you watch that movie. I mean, he's the founder of Facebook, you know. It's not like you can't take that away from him. But just if you just have the site and just let it run, that's fine. They can make X amount of billions. Like, if you want to impose like a tax or something, or like in a institute of wartime type scenario, I just don't think the current, if Mockingbird is being used to justify NBC and CBS and like CNN, I don't believe that. I think they all sold out. And I don't think it's, and I think maybe even the CIA sold out, or just like the deep state is that duality, free will, and the like the lines of law have been essentially blurred. So it's more, you choose, it's more variability, which is more sin essentially, and then thus those karma loops are repeated. Yeah, America needs to come out against vaccines, against the whole United Nations. Just America needs to be America. And just not even the WHO, like any of that should probably be on, like, the military should have like a podcast. So why isn't like Jocko and like these Navy SEAL type guys that are like big promoters, like, why aren't they like kind of using that influence to be like leaders in a wartime scenario, standing against like contact tracing and the likes? It seems like there's more of, like, in terms of like the corrupt cops, like obviously that guy in Minnesota is like the face of that for now. I'm more concerned with the militarized complex of people following orders and giving out the mark of the beast. And it seems like if they're enforcing all these other injustices, and again, it's all documented on Alex Jones, like, he's been doing it for 30 years, and I feel like most people are aware. It's ultimately up to who makes the, like, the big laws. And if America has a just president controlling the show and the overall rule of law, there might be factions. And again, it's like the factions we're fighting don't have any guns. They're just yelling. So it's not like they're gonna have, you know what I'm saying? It's more of they do it through, it really depends. The only way they could do it would be if they unjustly used the police force state and the military. I think Gavin Newsom, I think people are so, it's literally the fucking World War I thing. We're just shooting at trenches like fucking right next to each other. It's fucking idiocracy. Gavin Newsom, the Michigan lady. Dude, I don't get how Hillary, like, how is there not, like, intelligence? How the fuck do people not know what's going on? The thing is, Silicon Valley has 50% of, like, the NASDAQ. So, like, they could just, like, if those, like, it would have to be, there's, like, every X amount of years, only a certain amount of, like, the Fortune 500 companies make it anyways. So this would not be, like, a new occurrence. It just is, like, it needs to be done correctly. And again, we can still make it to 2160 as the average if action has taken place. It's just like at this point, the writing's on the wall more than it has ever been. And this is just another iteration of false flag type of scenarios to produce a result that is not in the best interest of America. At least it has it, you know what I'm saying? Tell me that's not accurate. Like, to be honest, and that people don't understand. It comes down to people not believing in God and not understanding the actual connectivity with God and as a man thinketh type scenarios. So they're sheep, essentially. They exist in a state of sheepdom because of their ignorance, because of their lack of fear of God, etc., life experience. If you seek it, though, you will find, and it just, like, it's not even taught in schools, and it's like, so kind of what do you expect? And
Yeah.
We've got to wake up to it. And it's going to be a difficult battle to fight because the people, especially on, you can't even like say you're pro Trump and without just like, oh, racist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, dude. Politics should not be